Okay, so today we're going to do the packet binyan toloim and tzon b'mayim. Halachas of toloim that are in the water. Zeh tochlu b'kol asher b'mayim. Kol asher asher lo snapir b'kaskeses b'mayim b'yomim meruchalim usam tochel. So, right, so we know if you have fins and scales, so then you can eat it. The fish, kosher fish. Kosher ain't stop here, because it says, Vayomi Morachalim, because Sharat Hamayim, Kol Nefesh Hachaya Sheb Mayim, Shekhet Hem Lochem. Okay, so then. The Torah says, so let's look in the Gemara in Chulin, the Samach Vav Amud Beis on page 3. Tochel mikol asher b'mayim atal omor, masha yochol hoyol v'hitir b'mefurash v'hitir b'stam. Masha hitir b'mefurash lo hitir ela b'kelim. Ach she hitir b'stam lo hitir ela b'kelim. Minay l'rabbas borosh shuchim v'aras sheshochev v'shosim hen v'eino nimna talmulom b'tochelim b'kol asher b'mayim. So it says tochelu b'kol asher ein lo snapir b'chesed shekatzu l'hem. So it says kol asher b'mayim. That's pasuk tes. So that's how we call it b'mayim. Call it lo snapir v'kaskeses b'mayim b'yomim u'chomim also b'tochel. So those are the things that you can eat. The things that have snapir v'kaskeses. So you look at Rashi. Call over here. The Rashi. In the middle of the page, the last word on the line is Hoel. Hoel v'hitir, sheretz ha-mayim, b'losi mani tara, shnei mikros, echad tosim v'echad b'furish. Mach shehitir b'furish v'hitir, b'los snapir v'keskesis. El shkotsim v'gdei l'mayim, shebekeim gom, t'olom shebehem. So when it was matir, before Slohitir, the Lost Snapir with Keskesis. After Hitir, Lohitir, all became. I'm a Kalshar Mamos, Kuncharitzim, Shame, Novim, Vidomim, Liamim, Verbarshit, and Barash, Enum Domim, Lem, Enum, Lohitir, Ben, Lost Snapir with Keskesis. So, Yunayin Rabbos Borosh Yichin Umaris Veshochev Veshoseh Ben Veinu Nimna Tamulom Tochelu Mikol Asher B'mayim. So this is the idea. Here, take a look at the Rambam makes it clear on page 5. The last time it says B'mei Hadogim here. V'chein Hamayim Shebekelim. If you have Mayim in Kelim, like in a kli, sheet shritzu, that the sheretz was formed in the mayim, right? Also in shrotzim mutar lishtosom im hamayim. So you can have the shrotzim. Shenemar kol asher lo snapir v'chaskeset b'mayim b'yomim u'necholim osom tochelu. Lomar, the mayim of a yom when a cholim who should atol, ochel es sheishlo, the ain atochel es sheinlo, have a bekalim, bain sheishlo, bain sheinlo mutter. No, so if it's, so in other words, when is the provision that it has to be snapir v'kaskeses? It's by yomim, by a cholim, But if it's not by Yomim Urucholim, it's in Kalim, then even if it's Shrotzim, you could eat. In other words, the provision that it has to be Snapper for Cheskeses is only in the Mayim, in the oceans, in the waters, and things like that. But Mayim Shebekalim, anything that was formed in the Kli, doesn't have the requirement. Kol Hashem Mayim Matol Moshiachol Holo V'hite Befurash V'hite B'stam. Those. So that's the idea here. So Barashikhin Ma'aras is mutter, even if it's not, even if it's the sheretz.
It doesn't have shrotzim v'keskeses.
Right.
Is this this is because of the machlokas of the Kresi Uplesi and the Chavos Das. So why did the Chavos Das also the talas and the apple?
The Chavos Das said because it's the Torah Satzma, but there it wasn't the Kalim.
It's the food.
It was in the food.
Well, the Rambam also says.
Let's see.
In the food.
Yeah.
Is
so
mutter,
let's see.
Right?
Let's see. So the klal is that if it was formed in the Yamim, Naharas, things like that, so then. If it's formed in the Yomim and the Horus, so then it has to be Snapri v'kakesis. But if it was not in the Yomim and the Horus, then not. So if it's formed in a Keli, then it's Mutter, no matter what. And then in Halacha Yudches, the Rambam says, Sheret ha-mayim ha-nivra b'boros u'b'shichim v'oros. What if you have, it's not a keli, but it's steady water. It's in a pit, in a boris. So it's not flowing water. It's not like an ocean, a river, things like that. And it was formed in those waters. So the Rambam says, "Hoel ve'ena mayim novim." Since it's not flowing waters, harehein atzurin, harehein kimayim shebekelim umuta. So Mayim Shebekelim is not only a kli, but any snagdit type of water is mutter. And Mayim Shebekelim, which is Ritzu, Harei Osin Shrotzim, Mutter L'shtosim, in Hamayim. Wow. Right, so you have water in a bore. So it's what?
Still.
So that's like Kalim. So never call it just lo stavi because it says vayim v'yom v'cholim lo sam tochem. Klom vayim v'yom v'cholim hu shata ochel as sheyesh lo v'yna ta ochel as she'ein lo avon b'kelim v'yin sheyesh lo v'yin she'ein lo mutter. Then Yudkes it says, "Sharet ha'mayim ha'nivra b'boros shichin v'aros, hovel ve'ena mayim novim, harehin atzurin harehin k'mayim shebekelim v'mutter, v'shoche v'shose ve'eno nimna." So you can bend down, and you can
drink from the bor.
Yeah, even though you're drinking shrotzim. Even though you're gonna, there's mamashrotz, you can see them. You could.
These shrotzim are a mutter, right? These,
right.
So what's your voice? He's like, obviously, if he's bolea to shrotzim hadakim, he didn't do any yisur.
Right. Right. So the chiddush is, first he starts off by saying the kalim is mutter. Right. And then we say it's not lav dafka kalim, even
I drink directly from the bor.
Yeah. That's only if it didn't leave the makom of where it was created. But once it left, you could only drink it from the boar. In other words, you but once you say it got out of the boar, then it's also, even if it comes back into the boar. But if it's still in the chavis, it's just on the wall of the chavis, and then it went back into the water.
Water in the chavis.
In the chavis or the beer, it's mutter. Fein pirish ledofne habor, or went on the wall of the bor, or hamaora, chazal mayim mutter. So that's the yisod. It's a very interesting halacha. That anything in the yam, in the horus, that's aser. If it doesn't have fins and scales. But anything that was in this hava in the pit, as long as it never left the pit. Once it left the pit, or it left the kli, then it's aser, it comes back in, it's mutter. But if it went to the dofen ha kli, that's still considered in the kli. Well, the dofen habor.
What the
dofen is? Dofen is a wall.
Where would it have gone if it left the kli and then came back to the kli? It's also.
Yeah.
Doesn't that depend where it went in the interim?
It left the kli.
If it didn't necessarily go on Shoritz al Oretz after it left the kli, or do we say that it was Shoritz al Oretz? It left the kli and. Still not have been Shoritz al Oretz.
Okay, we'll see. Now look at the Magid Mishnah, page 5. It says, "Nir v'divir Rabbeinu shacharitzin u'le'itzin ha'moshkin." In other words, if you have, say in the rocks, there's water flowing there. So there's flowing water. Even though it's not novim. Asurim. Lohutub losabe el boros shikhin waro shahim atsurim bekalim. So it has to be even. So what's the difference? How would you define the difference between Moshkin and Novin? Water's moving, but it's not like flowing water.
It's only moving in place.
Yeah, it's moving, but it's not like a sea where the water's bottom is flowing. So that's also awesome. Because it has to be dafka in a kli, that's, you know, it's one place. Either in a kli or what? In boris or a bore. It's not a kli. A bore is like a pit in the ground. But nothing's moving there. It's not moshchin, it's not novin. So let's see what it says in the Rush. Says the Rush. Yesh omrim dafka shoche v'shoseh. Avo b'kli osur dilma parish adofnei demana. In other words, some say that no, it's dafka. If it's on the dofen akli, in other words, we saw the Rambam says dofen akli is okay, right? But he's saying yeshamim dafka shocha. Some say that only if you bend down, but if you drink it from the kli, say you take a kli. And you drink it from the kli. So then that's not good. Because maybe it's going to be, when you're drinking it, it'll get stuck on the dofnei hakli. And then that's called perish. Not like what we saw before in the Rambam. No chashin dofnei perish at dofnei demar kol kama dol chasin at the perish. V'l kama mishmai dimash v'dachol hechat in perish osur chashin dofnei So let's see now how it's. And let's see in the Isser v'Heter on page 8, it says, Achim lokach min habor b'chli v'adav epirish v'asar. Say you take something from a boar and you put it in a kli. So what's that called? You say the kli is mutter and the boar is mutter. But if you take it from the boar to a kli, that's pirish. Because you could have said no. Because in a kli is mutter and the boar, but the boar was a natural habitat. So when you go from the boar to the kli, that's another makom. So that's called pirish. Even though if it was, again, you have to realize, don't think that if you throw a bug into a kli, it's mutter. Anytime you're drinking. Because if that bug came from outside, then that's not a heter. It's only if it nishave, it would form in the in the kli. So let's see how this is all brought in Shulchan Aruch. For page 11. Peidah, Shrotzim Hagadalim, the Maim, Shabikalim, Shabor Shikhan Moris, Shainim Novim, Mutorim. Avabi Shain Lahem, Snapir Vitzkechesis. Fichach Shoka Vishosa Behem, Vaino Hoshish, Mutrosh, Shabhem, Yuzdamu Tok Piv. Aval Osir, Lisho, Bekleve, Lishtos Mehem. So that's what we saw in the Yisuv Heta. You can't say there's bugs in the boros. I'm gonna just take a pitcher and I'll take it out and scoop it out and eat from that. That's pirish. So you have to what? You have to bend down and slurp it up. Slurp up the water. And then even if you as a result you ingested bugs, that's okay. Mm-hmm. Also lishlo b'chli. Vim pirshu m'mokam rabiyusum kulem l'achari habor o al svas ha'kli b'chutz afo pi shechazru asur. So in other words, so what is he saying? That if it's inside the kli or the dofen ha'kli,
That's okay. Rambam.
Right, but if we're on the other side of the kli, then it's pirish. Avam bishachazu asur stam ein loch Hashem pirishu. Avam lo pirishu el al dofen hakli mifnim mutarim. Hagdelim b'mayim shebecharitzin uvneitzim. Right, you have cracks in the ground. So it's not flowing water, but it's not contained. Shein moshkin ve'inam novim. So yesh osrim v'yesh matirim. Right, the Rambam is what? Is the miracle says yesh osrim. And the matirin is the rush. So, in other words, over there, it's not really. In other words, yamim is mamish flowing water, and a bor is what mokum echad. But then you have charitzim and itzim was what, like crevices in the ground. It's not flowing, but it's not stationary either, because water can move. It's hard to.
Maybe it just rotates. It doesn't revolve.
It doesn't.
It just moves in place.
Right.
Doesn't flow.
Doesn't flow.
Yeah. It just moves in.
So that's a question: which category? The Rambam asks is that, and the Rosh is Matir. And let's see the next halacha. Yedalit talayim hagedalim v'peirish v'talish. So you have like worms that were formed in an apple. Mutar shlo also Torah el sheres hasharis al arts.
Right, like the placing, right?
Yeah, because it's in an apple, and the apple is detached from the ground. That's the apple we're talking about. So then, it's mutter.
Unless
the medvah memushal pirshu mrakli, avol pirshu minapri, pirshu minapri. I feel lo gila arts el shemais ba'avir kodesh gila arts. I feel lo pirshu kulo be'apri el mitzoso el gabe apri on garish b'soko. Also, so what is he saying that it becomes aser even when? But Pirshu Min HaPri, Afil Lo Higia La'aretz. Vel Shemeis Ba'avir Kodem Shehigia La'aretz. Oser. Pirshu Oser Mefil Meis B'toch HaPri U'Pirshu Achakach. In other words, what is it? Does it have to be Pirish Mechaim or even Pirish Achar Misa? Okay. So what's this halacha that it has to be sheretz or sheretz al arts. The pirshu min apri afilu lo higia al arts. El meis ba'avir kodem shehigia al arts afilu pirshu kulo be'apri al tzoso. Tzoso. Okay. Let's see. Mm-hmm. So take a look. In the Shut Ramatz, on page 15. Shove me, bore me. The clean, the shofek lamarzev, gamkin also. Where say you have a bore, and then it goes into a pipe. Gamkin also. After we make shom hayim lamarzev, ino mechuber ba'arts. The mechuber arts are here. The yishlasa l'chol. Kubel kaka kaka, so then it's shirts or shorts of arts. If show me bore bechli, the shofech lamarzev, gamken also. If you once you show bechli, then it's also. After being shown the hanging of Marzavina Mukuba for arts. The Mukuba arts are the Indian laws or the whole Mukuba. So let's see what that means. Take a look here. In the Chua Shai, on page 16. It has to be something that originally is arts. If, in other words, something that you mechaber to the ground later on, that's also not karka. Came to see shores of arts, sort of dafke mechuber meikaro to move arts. Have the enokli. Came to eno metalto, and you call more karka nami eno. In other words, you don't say that it's not movable. Say I attach something to the ground. Is that sheretz hashoretz al arts? The mice it doesn't move, but it wasn't in the karka originally. Dafke mechuber mekara kemo arts. Of the Enu Kli, came in the Enu Metalto, we come up from Karka Nami Enu. So say something comes from a boar, and where does it go into? Well, Mimu Chuba Bo Arts, Chom Chuba Karka Reku Karka. Dafke mechuber mikoro kamo arts. Dafke einu kli. It's not a kli. Came the einu metaltel mikomokum karkanal miluhavi. So then what? So what is he saying? Therefore what? It won't be osir. Whereas if it comes from something that is mechuber to the arts, but it wasn't originally part of the arts, maybe that's not called karka either. So that's what he says. Take a look on page 17 in the Sefer Vayikra Yeshul. In Yeshrotzim of Delim B'mayim. So you have Shrotzim that are formed in Kalim. So that's Mutter. And then we said if you take it out with a Kli, it's a problem. Then he says, Ulinyan, second arrow. Morosha Mukhunosim Behemayim Shaboim Derech Tzinoros. But say it comes with a pipe. And this is Tolam Mamor Hayanir Lachor de Mutter, the Mayim Ha Mukhunosim Mutorim. Avgab the Mukhubar Mamayim Shabamayim. Kalchosh of Hebrew Eagle Spook Hashem Tolam Shabamarim and Amayim Bo Vasur. Okay, so and that was the. Okay. Okay, so let's try to. Okay, let's see what we come up with here. Now, the Chazon Ish on page 22 has a big chiddush. Yishlomo Shazam. Does it has to be the water itself created the sherets, the water in the keli. But let's say you had a father sheretz, and had a kid in the water. He gave birth in the water. Two sheretzes got together, and then they had. So he says that's not mutter. It's only when the water itself, kochiyuli shibemayim, the water itself created it without any parents. I don't know the metzias. Well, so.
Talking about the offspring.
Yeah. So let's take a look here. So Rav Belsky wrote a tshuva where he assumes the following, that yeah, take a look. Page 35. Get him and share send him to Bavoris. Yishla Lahair. She called you give shows you the Hamsi Kun. Yishla Sam, I am Adam Shalom, Enam Chal Boris, So he once says that reservoirs of boros. Reservoirs of boros. He says, no. So he says that they're considered Nishava Bavoros. The Nishava Bavoros. So therefore, it's Mutter. So the question is, what about when it comes, but then it comes out into the pipes. So then what's the story there? What's the story when it comes out of the pipes? Is that considered pirish? Or no? What would you say? Or is that considered that it's not Sheres HaShoris al Aretz, because it's not on the Aretz? In other words, so let's take a look. So what did we see before? In the Tshuva Shai. So what? The Tshuva Shai says what? And therefore what?
You would be allowed to have
the
bottles.
You would? Would or no? So he says, Tzarech dafka mechuber meikar kumo baretz. In other words, what would be the story when it comes into the pipes? Is that called
Pirish?
What?
Isn't that Pirish?
Is that Pirish? Or is that, because if you take it b'toch hakli, then we said that's Pirish. Right? But here, what is it?
Maybe a pipe is different than a clean. It's sort of like a karka versus a talthwin.
Yeah, in other words, Fika Shoch of a show set. Yeah, so that's the question. What does it become? Does it become pirish when it, or is that called not? That's not called going into a kli. This, if you look in the placey, let's look in the placey. I mean, the base of the Beis Yosef. He said, "Daki Aram Beis Yosef Kosov Zelashonim Hesish Ira Mashkin Shabbos Shrotzim Mikli Mikli Acher." There, the Kli Sheni Din Kli Rishon Yeshlo. Whereas, if it goes from one Kli to another Kli, so that's, in other words, if it goes from a boar to a Kli, that's Pirish. But from a Kli to a Kli, that's not Pirish. Kev Shel Pirish Shem El Imar Mashke. In other words, when it goes to Rubise, it means it's natural habitat. So when it goes from one Kli to another Kli, that's okay. That's not called Pirish. That's what the, who says it, the Beis Yosef. Nimshichu ha-shach va-pichad ha-shachra v'l-kach Pirish shu-dahad kotzav ramad osu l'shom b'kli Pirish shu-mi-bor avu mi-kli l'kli mutter. But he says that ani lo ivanti akusha delo yadano havdel ben bor l'kli uben kli l'kli. Rak zeh yesh havdel ben ira mikli l'kli uben shov mitoch kli katan l'gadol. The vaday bedofnei. So, in other words, he wants to give this teretz that from there's a difference between kli l'kli and bor l'kli, and he wants to say that there's no difference between bor l'kli and kli l'kli. The only difference is if you pour something, Whereas there's a difference between pouring and what? And dunking. When you pour, so, in other words, one terms they want to give is they want to say that there's a difference between taking from a kli to a, from a boar to a kli. That's called pirish. It's two different types of things. Right. And the other thing is that there's no such thing as, no, it's all the same. So what's the difference? So, but they want to say a difference is between when you pour from one kli to another, or when you take a bucket and you, so when you pour from one kli to the other, that's still in the same environment. Because any time, but when you dunk, then what might happen? The sherets might end up on the outside of the kli. So, but when you pour, you're pouring from inside to inside. So then that's okay.
Right.
מבפנים לחוץ, כי אין דרכו לצרח מן המשכן. כך סלסום, אתה עושה לשום אפילו מכלי לכלי. So that's what he says. Also, lishov. The la'oros mutter of a lishov osir. So that's the chiluk. So when the Shulchan Aruch says you can't be lishov b'chliv lishtos, that's not the lishov. But the poor is okay. So then what happens now, according to this placey, when it comes out of a lot, the reservoir, so where is it going? Into a pipe. So let's say it's a kli. But is that called lishov or is that called laros?
Laros.
Laros. So then according to this place, it works out well that it should be okay. The pipes. In other words, if you hold the bore as the reservoir as a bore, because it's the water steady. So then.
Not novaya.
No novaya, and whatever was this have there is mutter. So then you have to explain. So what's the heter once it gets into the pipes? So he says that the heter is that's still a continuation
of the bore.
Of the bore. Why? Because it's haidu revise. It's natural. But once it comes out to the other side of the what? Of the clay. Then that's it. But the pipe is not going to happen to the other side. It's not going to come on the outside of the pipe.
So we don't care about it going, as we said before, that it went from a kli to a bore, or vice versa, that it's going from like one habitat to another. That we refer to.
So that's the first shot. That's the Beis Yosef shot. So if you say like that, then maybe it's a problem.
But he wanted to say that it's more to the concern that the shots are going to get outside of the...
Right, so then... Therefore, the only problem is if you're showing, because when you show it, you dunk it in the water, then the outside of the kli is also getting wet. So then the sheretz could be on the outside. Okay, there's more to say. So on Monday, Bezer Hashem, we'll do more because. You know, another problem is a discussion of is what about the
microscopic things?
Yeah, microscopic. Maybe this is not a problem because you can't see it. Okay, but we got some of these sodas here, and we need to see more of Ben Zushim.